Good morning. Today's daf is daf test in Shavuos. Okay. After spending a little over a week going over the other things mentioned in the Mishnah, so now we started the past couple days the actual topic of Yedias HaTumah, right? Knowledge of Tumah, lapsing into an unawareness that you're Tameh, and then either going to the Beis HaMikdash or eating Kachim. All the way back now in the Mishnah, so we're finally going to trek our way through the next part of the Mishnah, which deals with the various opinions in terms of what exactly is going to be mechaper for what. If you look back at the Mishnah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and just a quick glance and a quick review, so the Mishnah goes and starts to discuss. Yedia, I'm just reviewing the Mishnah back on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and then we'll go ahead through the Gemara. So, if you knew you were Tameh and then you lapsed into non-awareness and you went into the Mesa Mikdash or you ate Kachim and then you become aware again, so that's classic. In other words, that's the prototypical case where you're going to be Chayav the carbon, all of the Yori. That's the Parsha in, that's the Parsha at the end of Parsha's Vayikra. Let's say you had an idea in the beginning, but you didn't have an idea at the end. So in other words, you knew you're not allowed to. You knew you were Tameh. You lapsed into an unawareness, and then you walked into the Beis HaMikdash. But you never found out afterwards. Now, if you didn't find out afterwards, so you're not going to address it because you didn't know. So, what's going to help you? That's going to help you is the inner seir that's brought on Yom Kippur. That together, coupled with Yom Kippur, is going to provide a tliya. It's going to be a suspension. We learned yesterday what that meant was it'll be megin min hayisurin. It'll protect you from yisurin, and as a consequence of that, you'll be okay until you actually find out. And when you do find out, you have to bring your carbon all over your yared. Okay. Next in the Mishnah, ein bayidia b'tchila v'yesh bayidia b'sof. What if you never had an idea in the beginning? So what does that mean, you never had an idea in the beginning? So the Gemara a couple of days ago explained to us, it's describing someone who's tinuk shenishba, a child who was held in captivity. Or, right, a child that just simply had no formal or informal education, simply did not know this idea about Tumah, didn't know about walking to the Beis HaMikdash while Tameh, had no idea. And then he went into the Beis HaMikdash multiple times. He didn't have an idea in the beginning. And then afterwards, he sat down, he learned. And he learned that, oh, you're not allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash while I'm Tameh. So, Siyar Nas Bechutz V'yam HaKippur Mechaper. So, for that, there's no personal carbon that he has to bring. As far as an atonement is concerned, the Seir that's done outside on Yom Kippur. The Seir mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, last week's Parsha.
Okay. If he becomes aware that he did something wrong, why shouldn't he bring the carbon himself?
Why shouldn't he? Because the Torah doesn't obligate him.
I mean, in the first case, it makes sense because he's not aware he did something wrong. So he's going to be covered by the inner carbon.
Right.
But this is a case where he did something and then he became aware. So this is a great case for him to bring something, not that he's aware.
Logically it makes sense, but I mean, we learned out there are multiple ways to learn it out that we discussed earlier in the Gemara, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, but you need a Yedi in the beginning. It's just a prerequisite. Why that has to be, I don't know.
This is Yedi at the end.
Fine. I understand your point. I'm just simply saying that the Torah says you need a Yedi in the beginning in order to be eligible for the carbon. I don't know. It's not...
So he was unaware when he did it.
Right.
So that's what it's...
No, I understand that. Right.
He became aware that he did something.
I understand that.
In the first case, he never became aware.
Right. On the simplest level, in other words, if you knew and then you lapsed into an unawareness, there's more cause to need a kapara because you knew better. And then, for whatever reason, you let your mind slip and you become unaware. So there's more need for a kapara. In our case over here, you never knew. So I guess that's a basic idea. Okay. And then continuing in the Mishnah. Siyar nasa b'chutz v'yam ha-kippur mechaper. Shenem ha-mavar chatas ha-kippurim al shmashe zeh mechaper zeh mechaper. Right? And basically, the outer seir of Yom Kippur does what the inner one does. But it can't duplicate each other, right? That's not going to happen. That can't happen. We'll discuss more of that today. So,
I'll
But okay, fine. And we'll discuss more of that line of the Mishnah today. Al she'ein ba yidia lo b'tchil lo v'lo b'self. Let's say you never knew. Okay? So, right, he never knew about this idea of Tumah, never knew about this concept that you can't walk into the Beis HaMikdash while Tumah, never knew before, never knew afterwards, just simply didn't know. Right? So what kind of, how is he going to get a kapar? What kind of kapar is he going to get? Syria, Harigalim, Syria, Shchadash, Mechap, and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you have the goats of Rosh Chodesh, and you have the goat, well, not goats, goat, right? Only one. You have the goat of Rosh Chodesh and the goat of Yontif. Last week's Parsha, we read, there's a goat brought on every Rosh Chodesh, there's a goat brought on every Yontif. It serves as a chatas. Chatas means that it's achieving some sort of atonement. So Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is of the opinion that it atones for the specific sin of violating Tumas Beis HaMikdash, and specifically for the person who was totally unaware, both in the past and in the future. Okay.
Sorry, what Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur?
No, Yom Kippur is different. Yom Kippur, there is a Yediyah, but only a Yediyah at the end, not at the beginning. Right? Okay. For Rav Yehuda, if we were to chart it, for Rav Yehuda, inner goat on Yom Kippur. Right? Let's state this for the record. Okay. For Rav Yehuda, inner goat on Yom Kippur is for the person who had a Yediyah in the beginning, but didn't yet have a Yediyah at the end. Okay, that's inner goat. Outer goat of Yom Kippur, the one mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, that's for the person who did not have a Yediyah in the beginning and did have a Yediyah at the end. Okay, and then the goats of Chatas for Rosh Chodesh and for Yontov, right? There's a lot of them, meaning every Rosh Chodesh and every Yontov, you bring a goat as a carbon Chatas. So what does that provide? Kapara for someone who never has the idea, both in the beginning and the end. That is Rav Yehuda's position. Yes, it's interesting that according to Rav Yehuda, every month you bring a new kapara for that person who walked into the Beis HaMikdash with no awareness. And not only every month, but on certain months it'll happen multiple times. Okay.
So Rosh Hashanah also, right?
And Rosh Hashanah, yeah, there's going to be, yes.
But that's
yes.
Not regular, right?
There is a Seir on Rosh Hashanah, a Seir L'Chatas.
They're saying regular.
But he says Yantiv, though. All right, Rosh Hashanah. So, happens to be the Gemara later on, we'll discuss Rosh Hashanah.
So in Yom Kippur, is it specifically for the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur then?
No, it'll cover the whole year, meaning because the Yom Kippur one is for the person who did have a Yediyah. Right? The two goats of Yom Kippur, the inner and the outer, is for the one who did have a Yediyah. The inner is for the one who had a Yediyah in the beginning, that didn't have one in the end, and the outer one is for the other way around. Okay.
2 days of Rosh Chodesh is
2 days. No, 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. 2 days of Rosh Chodesh is what we do now. But back in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you only had 1 day of Rosh Chodesh.
When it says Seir Regalim, is it talking about the Shalosh Regalim in particular, or it could be any holiday?
No, only the three Regalim. Those are the only times that extra carbonates are brought.
Okay, so Rosh Hashanah would.
And Rosh Hashanah, I know the Gemara later on speaks about it. I do not remember what the Gemara says, but it is coming up later.
This is only for the chet of eating or coming.
That's it. It's unbelievable. That's
but,
it.
But we're saying that on Yom Kippur it's a titaru for that all your chet can be.
It's fine, but not through the seir, not through the inner seir, not through the outer seir. All the other aveiros are covered by the seir lazazel. That's the goat that's thrown off the cliff. Okay, we're just talking about the inner seir. When I say outer seir, I mean the seir that's offered on the outer base, outer mizbeach. All right, that's the outer seer. Okay, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. I think we could stop here. All right, let's stop here in the Mishnah. Okay, let's turn to Gemara. Okay, on Ches Amud Beis, we start. Ein ba yidiyah b'tchil v'yish ba yidiyah b'sof seer nas b'chutz v'yom ha-kippur mechaper. Michdi. Right, 6 lines from the bottom of Ches Amud Beis. Let's take a look. It kushi itkesh lehadadeh. Look, the inner goat of Yom Kippur and the outer goat of Yom Kippur, there's a hekesh. They're connected. It's a simple connection. The Mishnah said it. The Mishnah said, Milvad Chatasa Kippurim, meaning that on Yom Kippur, you bring two goats. Forget the Seir Lazazel, that's not the discussion right now. But the two goats that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash. One is brought into the Kodesh HaKodashim, not the goat, the blood of the goat. One is offered on the outer Mizbeach, and they both provide Kapara. So the Gemara over here starts off with a very simple, straightforward question. Itkishu itkish lahadadi unechape panimi adidei ve'adi chitzon. So let the inner one provide a kapara on what it was designated to do, plus that which the outer one is also designated to do as well. V'nafkamina, now what difference does it make? So the Gemara comes up with a wild one. Lehecha delo avad chitzon. Well, let's say we didn't do that year the outer seir of Yom Kippur. What a year.
Shortage of goats.
Right? Goat shortage. right? Maybe they're goats, they're balimum. It's a very strange scenario. But the Gemara is just simply highlighting, it's just highlighting the question. Why is it that the two goats on Yom Kippur have to necessarily serve two different purposes? Why don't they just assume they serve the same purpose? They're both compared to one another. Amakra achas. So the Torah says no. Achas is singular. Achas kapar. Achas mechaper ve'inu mechaper shtei kaparas. Each chatas of Yom Kippur achieves its own personal kapara, its own unique kapara, not personal. Its own unique kapara, so there could be no overlap. So it's the difference between the two of them is so slight, it's so minor, but still there has to be a difference. So the inner one is going to be mechaper for yedia betchila v'napesof, and the outer one is going to be mechaper for yedia besof below betchila. Okay. The Gemara just simply goes the other way around. How do we know? Maybe the outer one provides its kapara plus that which the inner one as well. So the Gemara quotes psukim that describe the uniqueness of each one of those two. Okay. Ula Rabbi Yishmael da Amar de Ein ba Yidia betchil va Yish ba Yidia betsof bar karban hu. Now, Rabbi Yishmael, we haven't seen Rabbi Yishmael yet in this particular position. We're going to learn Rabbi Yishmael later on in the Gemara. According to Rabbi Yishmael, if you don't have a Yidia in the beginning but you do have a Yidia at the end, Rabbi Yishmael says you have to bring a karban. That qualifies for a karban all of the yoreid. So seir nasa bechutz amay mechaper. So according to him, the seir nasa bechutz, what does that do? Right? It's at this point in time now, not necessary. Because for the one who had Yediyah in the beginning, the one who didn't have Yediyah in the beginning but did have Yediyah at the end, much like Ben, you wanted to argue a little bit early on, Rabbi Yishmael says you do bring a karban. So now if you've lost the whole benefit of the Seir Hanasa Bechutz, what happens with that? Amay Mechaper, Hashem Ba Yediyah, Lo B'tchil V'lo B'sof. So the Gemara says, well, we're going to have to come up with another case of Tumas Kaddish VeKadoshim. So it's going to be where you had no idea whatsoever. The Gemara says, wait a second. Hai Si'irei HaRigalim U'Si'irei Rosh Kaddish HaMechaprim. So, but that's handled already. That's handled by the goat of Rosh Kaddish and the goat of Yontif. Savalak Rameir Damar Kol HaSi'ir Mechaper HaSam Shaveh Al Tumas Mikdash VeKadosh. Fine. So Rabbi Yishmael will concede, and there is a Tana who subscribes to this view. It's the Tana of Rav Meir. So he'll say like Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that there is a lot of overlap, and the goats provide the same type of kapara. Even the outer goat of Yom Kippur provides the same kapara as the Rosh Chodesh and of Yontif. So Rabbi Yishmael agrees with Rav Meir. Let's just finish this. Ela mai hilchasa it tishchitz on lepnimi. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, why is the inner goat of Yom Kippur compared to the outer goat of Yom Kippur if they're not providing the same type of kapara? So the Gemara answers, well, I'll tell you what we learned from here. You're right. In terms of what it's mechaper for, so they're different. But in terms of how much it's mechaper for quantitatively, it's the same. They are both going to be mechaper for the limited sin of Tumas Mikdash VeKadasha, violating the Mikdash, violating the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kadasha. So qualitatively they're different, but quantitatively they're exactly the same. Okay, period. Okay?
Question, I'm not sure what's Rabbi Shmuel's angle on this. He's saying that because you're allowed to bring a korban, then there's no need for Yom Kippur goat?
For the outer goat in Yom Kippur. Correct.
What is that brought for then, if it's brought anyway? And then you brought your own korban.
So right, that's exactly the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, it provides a kapara for no awareness whatsoever. So then the Gemara asked, yeah, but then that's, but we got that with Rosh Chodesh, and we got that with the Regalim, and the Gemara's answer is, you're right, acknowledged, correct, and Yom Kippur will be another one for that same purpose.
And how does it tie in,
Rameir is of the opinion, we saw Rameir back in the Mishnah, that there's a lot of overlap, that each one of those Karbanos basically accomplish the same purpose. Okay.
Question, when you say the idea at the beginning, what's the difference between that? We may have mentioned that before with Mezid.
No, Mezid is all these cases where we're talking about the carbon is going to be a kapara, is all that at the time when you did it, you did not know. You were not intentionally trying to violate the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash. It's just the only question is, did you know beforehand? Did you not know beforehand? Did you find out afterwards? Did you not find out afterwards?
Did you know beforehand? What's the difference?
Well, because you, even though you knew beforehand, but you forgot. Uh-huh. You just simply forgot. You lapsed into unawareness. That's the ha'olama. That's the shogeg aspect of all this. But this whole discussion is that at the time when you did it, you were unaware. If you intentionally go into the Beis HaMikdash while tamei, that's an iser kares. That's a kares prohibition. Okay, al shein ba yediyah b'tchilah v'lo b'sof siru regalim siru Rosh Chodesh v'mechaprim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. We are going to be focusing on, for most of today, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, as we just went through him in the Mishnah. Okay? If there's no yediyah whatsoever, neither before nor afterwards, so the goat of Yontif, the goats of Yontif, meaning every Yontif you bring a seir for a chatos, and the goat of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper. Okay? That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Amar, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says the Amor Rav Yehuda saying according to the name of Shmuel, my time at Rav Yehuda, what's the reason for Rav Yehuda? Not to be confused. Rav Yehuda the Amor, who's a student of Shmuel, is now giving us an explanation. What's the basis for the reason of the Tana, Rav Yehuda Amar Krov, Isir Yizim Echad Lechatas, La Hashem. Okay, when reading about the Seir, the goat Seir, the Pasuk says, Seir Yizim Echad Lechatas, La Hashem. Right, and the Gemara Darshans. Chet she'ein makir bo ela Hashem yehisir zem mechaper. So the only one who knows about the sin is going to be Akash Baruch Hu. You didn't know before. You didn't know afterwards. So in other words, you are totally unaware. Even though it's a shogeg, it's a shogeg that you yourself don't even know. There's only one entity who knows about the sin, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for that, the seir of Rosh Chodesh is going to be mechaper. Okay. Now, v'haimi ba'ilei l'chadere shlokesh, damar shlokesh, man ishan seir shal Rosh Chodesh, shener ma'bo la'ashem. How is this any different than, wrong way to introduce this question. We need the pasuk already for that which Reish Lakish taught us, teaches us. Dama Reish Lakish, Manishan Astir Shal Rosh Chodesh, Shanem Rabo LaHashem. Reish Lakish teaches the following. If you carefully have followed last week's Parsha Leining, so you will picked up on the following. The Seir brought on Rosh Chodesh is different, is presented differently in the Torah than the other goats of all the other Yontifs. Okay. The Seir that's brought on Rosh Chodesh, that one we're more familiar with because we read it every Rosh Chodesh. Over Rosh Chodeshim and on Rosh Chodesh, this is Parshas Pinchas. Ta'akriva ola la'ashem parim b'nei v'akar shalim v'ayalachar k'vasim b'nei shana shiv'atim imim. Shlosha esronim la'psol samincha. Skipping. Usi'ir izim, right? And one goat, echad lechatas la'ashem. It serves as a chatas to God. Okay, so our first drasha of that pasuk was the sin that only God knows, which means that someone violated the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash. He was unaware before, he was unaware afterwards, and he'll never find out. That for that, the Rosh Chodesh goat will be mechaper. Every other yontif, we also talk about a goat, but it never says La Hashem. Never. Here we are Pesach, right? And then the pasuk says, "Usiir izim echad chatas." Period. Movad olas atamin min chasav v'niska. And that does not say La Hashem. And you can keep going for every single yontif, and it never says here shmini atzeres. Usiir chatas echad. Period. Or I should say, comma. Esnachta. Movad olas atamin min chasav v'niska. So the Rosh Chodesh Seir has got this Usir Echad Chatas La Hashem. It almost sounds like, you know who this Chatas is for? I know it's going to be funny to say, but it's for God. God needs a Chatas. Okay, now, it sounds sacrilegious, sounds like a different religion, but the Gemara here says, Darshan's in the name of Reish Lakish. That was a better introduction. Amar Reish Lakish, Manish Shadat Sir Shav Rosh Chodesh, and Amar Bola Hashem, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, God says, Seir Zeyeh Kapara, this year should be a Kapara, Al Shimi'atati Esayareach, because I diminished the size of the moon. Okay, and I need a kapara. Okay, wait just one second. So let me just finish the flow of the Gemara, and I'll come back and I'll discuss it more. So we have this drasha of Reish Lakish. Now, by the way, aside from the our limited understanding of what the Gemara is saying, we do understand this. If you're going to bring a carbon any time for the moon, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh, because that's the time that the moon makes a renewal. Good. So you're going to bring a kapara, and it's chatas la Hashem. It's for la Hashem. So just let's finish the flow of the Gemara. According to the Gemara, why then? How can I use then the pasuk to teach me the teaching of Rabbi Yehuda? Im kein lemakra al Hashem, my la Hashem lechada amran. If it was for specifically what Reish Lakish wants to teach us, the pasuk would have said Al Hashem, right, over God, upon God, for God. But it says La Hashem, to God. So therefore, we have not just the Reish Lakish teaching, but we also have the Rebbe Yehuda teaching. Ve'im akula la'achudasa. The Gemara says, wait a second, La Hashem may be coming to tell us specifically the Rebbe Yehuda teaching, not the Reish Lakish teaching. Imke nemekra chatas Hashem. My La Hashem, shma mine tarte. So the prefix La plus the insertion of God's name teaches us two things: the Rebbe Yehuda teaching and the Reish Lakish teaching. The Rebbe Yehuda teaching that the Seir serves as a kapara for sins that nobody ever knows about, only God knows about it. That's the Rebbe Yehuda teaching. And it's also a kapara for the diminishment of the size of the moon. Okay. Yes. Yeah, it's a chatas. So no, it's no. Parts of it are brought, and the other part is eaten by the kohanim.
Who's Hashem offering a kapara?
Okay. Now, yeah. So I'm going to spend a couple of minutes this morning. The daf is extraordinarily short. I'm going to spend a couple of minutes this morning discussing a little bit about the Rif. Okay. The Rif, Rav Alfasi, was a grand Rebbe of the Rambam. Rambam was taught by his father. Rambam learned most of his Torah from the Rimi Gash, right? And the Rimi Gash learned his Torah from Rav Alfasi. Rav Alfasi wrote a commentary to the Gemara. It's called the Rif. It's what we call the Rif. Much is written about the Rif. The Rif has his own commentaries. Meaning some Rishonim, instead of writing a commentary on the Gemara, they decided, you know what? We have the Rif. We're going to write a commentary on the Rif. So the Ran, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Baha Ma'or, right? All your major Sephardic, right? Spanish Sephardic commentaries are writing commentaries, not on the Gemara, but on the Rif. What made the Rif so special? First of all, aside from the fact that he was an unbelievable Talmid Chacham, what he did is that he took the Gemara and he condensed it, he shortened it, and he wrote conclusions on the Gemara. Meaning that he basically wrote, if you will, a Cliff Notes version of the Gemara. The Gemara without a lot of the discussion, and he leaves out the Agadata. Like, let's, right? In other words, just the Gemara in the halachic sense, that's the part of the Gemara that we're going to be focusing on. But it's in Gemara style, meaning he will still follow the language of the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch gave us like a rule book. Do this, don't do this, do this, don't do that. The Rif still kept himself within the style of the Gemara.
But oftentimes
you'll see the riff just right, and then he'll write at the end, and this is the halacha, or this is not the halacha, or we follow this. So it is a.
That's my kind of. Riff.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. He speaks to you now. The first perek, I'll give you a good example. The first perek of Shavuos, which we're in the middle of, it's 14 blad of Gemara, right? 14, no. No. 14 blad of Gemara is the first perek of Shavuos. Right? Is that an accurate statement? Yeah. So in the Rif, on the back of the Gemara, Rif is found in the back, is published in alongside in the Gemara. He's he's not in the art scroll, but in the standard Vilna edition of Shas, the Rif is always published in the back. The Rif has 1.5 pages. So he took the entire first perek of Shavuos and he condensed it to 1.5 pages. And of course, because how much halacha, meaning we're learning a lot, right? Every minute that we learn has value. We're learning a tremendous amount. But how much halacha is coming out from these pages of Gemara? Very little.
10%.
Right. Very little. Right. It's good to know which carbon is mechaper for what. It's important to know that. But in terms of halacha, very little. The Rif reduced it to 1.5 pages. The second parak. Well, the second parak is not a good example. Ask me later about the Rif in the second parak of Shavuos.
Before Rashi, right?
Long before Rashi. I mean, you know, 2-3 generations before Rashi.
Have any exposure to him?
That's a great question. I don't know. We know his grandchildren quote the Rif, right? In Tosfos, you're going to see Tosfos every now and then quoting the Rif, right? It's occasional. But did Rashi know about him? I don't know. Okay. In the Rif, the Rif, just to point out how awkward it is, the Rif never brings down the Agadita, because again, the Agadita is important, right? You'll see, I always struggle with Agadita. Every time we get to Agadita in the Gemara, I hold my nose and I submerge myself under the water and here we go. You know, I'll go through it, but I don't. Right here, and the Rif always leaves out the Agadita because, again, his focus is halacha. Where do we go? What do we do? Etc. etc. And so he really reduces the Gemara. Here, interestingly enough, the Rif, he only has 1.5 pages of Gemara on the 14 pages that we learned in the first parak. The Rif in the back spends most of that talking about this one line of Gemara. For some reason, the Rif was caught up on this one line of the Gemara, how the Seer of Rosh Chodesh provides a kapara for God, and the Rif says, let me spend a couple of minutes talking about it. I guess it's such a strange line, and the Gemara, the Rif said, let's discuss. So, I'm gonna go through this. You don't have this inside. For those of you who have a standard Gemara, you do have this in the back. Otherwise, just listen. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. My time to Rav Yehuda, Dechsiv, Sir, Zem, Echad, Lachatas, Lashem. Chet, Shein, Makir, Bo, El, Hashem. Yehi, Sir, Zem, Echad, Vahami, Baile, Lechad, Reish, Lakish. Da, I'm Rav Shuma, Malakish, Manish, Shana, Sir, Shal, Rosh, Chodesh, and Emra, Bo, Lashem. I'm Rav Kadosh, Baruch, Hu, Sir, Zem, Yehi, Kapara, Alai. It should be Kapara for me. Shemiat, Tiyas, Eyerech, because I reduce the size of the moon. Imkain, Lema, Kra, Al, Hashem, My, Lashem, Shmame, Atarte. We learn that two things over here. Already you see the Rif, I know I read it fast, but you see the Rif already, he just condenses, he really shortens the Gemara. A lot of the give and take that we find in the Gemara, the Rif takes it out, he just gives us the basic punchline of the Gemara. Okay, and then the Rif writes, Iker Hamosa Beperke Latrefus. First of all, where are you going to find this discussion in the Gemara about the moon and its reduction? So he tells you, look in Elu Trefus, look in the fifth parak of Chulin, which won't be that long from now. Right, we have big masechtas to cover, Zvach and Menachos. We still have Avodah Zarah we need to get through, but then we're going to get to Chulin. Okay, Chulin is a fantastic masechus. It covers a lot of issues regarding animals, animal anatomy. So in the fifth parak of Chulin, therein lies the discussion in the Gemara about the moon. Damrin and Hassan, we say over there, Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Ramik Sivayasul Kemesh Nehama Oros Hagidolim. God created two luminaries up in heaven. And they're both described as Gedolim. Uksiv es ha'mu'ur ha'katan. And then it says, the Ma'ur Hakatan, the small moon. Amra Yerei, right? The small luminary. Amra Yerech Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What happened? Meaning, at first it says the Shtei Ma'oros Gedolos, the two big moons, and then it said the Ma'or Hakatan, the small moon. What happened? By the way, one of the commentaries of the Rif was the Baal HaMa'or, right? That's not his name. That's the name of his sefer. He actually calls himself the Ma'or HaKatan. That's the nickname that he provides for himself, the small luminary. He was Rav Zrachya Halevi, right? The Baal HaMa'or. The word Zrachya means to radiate and to shine, and he calls himself the Ma'or HaKatan. Now, I'm not sure it's a funny nickname to give to yourself, the small moon, but he wrote his commentary on Gemara at a very young age. Some have it, now this is recorded, so I don't want to say this definitively, but some have it that he wrote it in his later teen years, right? And therefore, he referred to himself as the Ma'or HaKatan. So anyway, so Imkein Lemekra Al Hashem, Ma'ilah Hashem Shema Mene Tarte. So we learn out. So I'm sorry. Damina Hasim Rashim and Bahazim Rabbi, we have the two Psukim, Shnei Ma'oros HaGedolim. Follow then the next Pasuk says the Ma'or HaKatan, Amra Yareach Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam Yevshel Shnei Malachim Lishtamesh BeKeser Achas. Can't be. What are you going to have? You're going to have two kings, meaning me and the son, we're basically we're twin kings. It doesn't make any sense. Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lech U'me'at Atzmecha. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, go and reduce yourself. I'm the fun of Ribon Shel Olam, Mibnei Shamat Lefanecha Davar Hagon. I'm 8 etaps me. So the moon says back to God, wait a second, I made a good point. Right? I'm right. But because I'm right, so I'm now going to get punished? So Amar La, V'lim Shel Bayom V'Laila. So now from this point forward, this is a riff paraphrasing the Gemara and Chulin. So from this point forward now, God's going to say to the moon, you know, you're right. You did make a good point, and you did get punished even though you made a good point. So I'm going to try to appease you. I'll try. So you know, you're going to be out there both in the day and in the night. Okay? Everyone woke up this morning. It's still cloudy outside. I don't know. But we're now headed towards the end of the month, and you'll see the moon in the morning. And you'll see the moon in the morning through a good part of the day. So you'll be there both in the day and the night. So I'm related to the moon says to Akash Baruch Hu, my Rabu said, Deshrag B'Tiara, me Mahanya. Good. I'm going to be out during the day. You have the sun out during the day. They don't need me. So how does that help? Amr Lech Lech V'yamon Abach Yisrael Yamim V'shanim L'diday. Oh, so I'll tell you what. How about this for appeasement? Those Jewish people, they're going to use you to count their months. Their months and their years are going to be based on you. So lo sagya de lo manu be dechsiva yayulo sosom adim le yamim v'shanim. Still, he wasn't totally pacified. Amalei tzadikim yikru ashmecha. So I'll tell you what. Tzadikim in the future are going to name themselves after you. Okay? How does that? Yaakov HaKatan, Shmuel HaKatan, David HaKatan, right? Anyone who is given a name Katan, right, is really naming themselves after you. Psukim, various places in Tanakh, David was called David HaKatan. Okay? Anyway, so fine. So lo hava miyas v'dayte, still, the moon was still never fully appeased. Amar kash baruch hu eviu kapar lefanai, shemiyatati yasei yarech v'hainu dam reish lakish. So now, after this long discussion between kash baruch hu and moon, so he says, okay, the seer of Rosh Chodesh. Okay. So every Rosh Chodesh a goat will bring, and that will be further kapara for this. Okay? Shemiyati Yisrech V'hana Dam Reish Lakish, and then that takes us to the statement of Reish Lakish. So the riff over here gives us more background, somewhat more context to this discussion of the goat of Yom Kippur and how it provides kapara for what happened between Akash Baruch and the moon.
Rosh Chodesh
and the seer that's brought on that day. Okay. Fine.
So that should be at the Kavanah and the Seder and the Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah, you're right. So that's right. So you should... Right? And right, it's super interesting that the Rif brings it down. The Rif spends as much time as he does. There's a little bit more. The Rif spends as much time as he does discussing it. Obviously, he feels there's significance, there's importance to it. I have to tell you, as far as the Rif goes, it's very strange that he spends that much time discussing it. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. We have a little bit more to finish off for today. Okay, Daftes. So, Daftes Amid Aleph. So, Imkein, no, we did that. Shema Minei Tarte. Okay. Six lines from the bottom of the page. Middle of the line. Tes Amid Aleph. Nechaper Nami Afilu Bishar Averos. So, why is it a Mechaper for other Averos? Tanya Debe Rav Yishmael Ho V'zeba B'zman Kavua V'zeba B'zman Kavua Mazeinu Mechaper Ela Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav Avzeinu Mechaper Ela Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Fine. So Rabbi Shmuel teaches us the following. We have our Yom Kippur Seir. It's limited in scope in terms of what it's mechaper, right? So since, and it's man kavua, and it's a fixed established time. So just like that's limited in scope, so too is the Seir Rosh Chodesh, also going to be limited in scope because it's a fixed time. Okay. Ashkechan Seir Rosh Chodesh Seir Galim in Alan. Good. The Seir Rosh Chodesh takes care of Tumas Mikdash VeKadashav. What about the Seir of Yontif? VeChitema Hanami Kedatan Debe Rav Yishmael. Well, just say it again. It comes at a fixed time. So since it comes at a fixed time, it's the limited in scope in terms of what it's called mechaper. Ikal Mifrach, the Gemara says, yeah, but Yontif is a little different. Imid Rosh Chodesh Shekein Tadir. I can't learn it from Rosh Chodesh because Rosh Chodesh happens once every month. I can't learn it from Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur is the day of Kapara. I can't learn from Yom Kippur. So v'chi tema, now the Gemara on the top of Testament Bay says, wait a second. Wait, you just try to pull a fast one on us. Because you learned Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur and you didn't flinch. And then you're telling me, oh, I can't learn out Yontif from Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Hasam Kapara Michtav Ksive. Yeah, but by Rosh Chodesh, the Torah goes out of its way to say the word Kapara. So it's clear that the Seir of Rosh Chodesh serves as a Kapara. So that's why by Rosh Chodesh, we didn't have a problem. So, Hasam Kapara Michtav Ksive Gilui Milsa Ba'amahu. So, question, we're back at, how do we know that the Seer of Yontif serves as a kapara specifically for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav? Ela Kedam Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Seer V'Seer, Seer U'Seer. Every time in Parshas Pinchas, it mentions the Seer, it actually says U'Seer, right? U'Seer Echad L'Chatas. The vav is a conjunction. The vav connects the seir here to the first seir. The first seir is the one on Rosh Chodesh, just like the first seir is on Rosh Chodesh is there to provide a kapara for Tumas Mikdash VeKadashav. So to every other seir mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. Av seir regalim. Let's see this inside. Seir u seir. Hachanami seir u seir. The itke seir regalim seir Rosh Chodesh. Mas seir Rosh Chodesh. Amen. Mechapim elal she'en ba yidia lo betchil v'lo besof. Av seir ha regalim. Ena mechapim elal she'en ba yidia lo betchil v'lo besof. And it provides the same type of kapara. Okay. It is interesting, the Gemara doesn't make this point. Again, you go through Parshas Pinchas, you will find that this is almost always true. Meaning that the first seir is the one on Rosh Chodesh, right? U'Seir Ezim Echad L'Chatas L'Hashem, right? And then Pesach. So by Pesach, right? U'Seir Chatas Echad L'Chaper L'Echem. It does have the Vav, the Vav conjunction. And then we move on to Shavuos. Yeah, so by Shavuos it doesn't say U'Seir. It just simply says Seir. So Sukkot it says, right, and then we move on to Sukkot. U'Seir Yizim Echad L'Chatas. Right. Not always, to be fair and honest, to be intellectually honest, not always does it say U'Seir. I would say most of the time. But not always. So, okay.
So that was accepted
by all? Yeah, yeah. Ki yidia v'lo betchil v'lo besof hanimila b'chei chein sofa l'yodea. L'yivada. The Gemara asks the following question. Let's say you walked into the Beit HaMikdash, you had no idea that you were Tamei, you didn't know walking to the Beit HaMikdash was a violation of its sanctity, you never learned it, you never had a formal education, and no one else was there. So good, so that's the classic case of no idea in the beginning, no idea in the end. Let's say somebody else was there and saw you going to the Beit HaMikdash, but he hasn't informed you yet. Is that also still going to be considered no yidi in the beginning, no yidi at the end, even though ultimately somebody's going to tell you? Tashma detanya al sheim ba yidi lo betchil v'lo besof v'chei shesof olivada siyarigal misirash chodesh mechaprim divrei Rav Yehuda. If as long as you don't know yet, if nobody told you yet, so for that the seer of Rosh Chodesh and the seer of Yontov will cover, will be the kapar for that. Okay.
Once he finds himself, then he's obligated to
do
something or not?
Yeah, we don't hold that way, because we don't hold like Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says you do bring a karban, but we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael.
That for the good of Yom Kippur that you were not
correct.
You became aware afterwards.
Right, but he holds, Rabbi Yishmael holds that if you just find it afterwards, you have to bring a karban. Olav Yareid, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin that you don't.
That's for Yom Kippur.
This is for the Rosh Chodesh and the Yontif Seir. So as long as you don't know, and then you pass over a Yontif and a Rosh Chodesh, you have your kapara according to Rav Yehuda. Okay, a little bit more for today. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Seir Egalim Mechaprim.
That was in the case of either he finds out by himself or somebody tells him.
Or somebody tells him. Either way, as long as he doesn't find out, the Seir for Rosh Chodesh and the Seir for Yontif will be Mechaprim.
No. If he finds out in the middle of the month, so there's not been any korban brought on Rosh Chodesh yet.
Correct.
Does he bring something then, or he just
wait? No, then he'll just wait. In a way, because he didn't have a knowledge beforehand, and so he's not qualified. He does not have the qualification to bring a korban. Rabbi Shimon Omer Seir Egal Mechaprim.
So he waits for what? What is not supposed
for
to
be Rosh Chodesh, meaning
to do what? I mean, like,
it's a strange discussion because he doesn't know. So in other words, he's not waiting.
He finds out that he did it shogeg or whatever, and then he has to wait. There's an action that he shouldn't.
No, for Rosh Chodesh, there's no finding out. Meaning, Rosh Chodesh one is mechaper for no knowledge before and no knowledge afterwards. So the Rosh Chodesh one is not in the discussion. It's just for the. For those people out there who have no idea, and they're just walking through the Beit HaMikdash. Okay? Now we move on to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Amar Siri Egal Mechapim Avalo Siri Rosh Chodesh. Amar Avaloz Amar Avoshia My Time Into Rabbi Shimon. The next opinion in our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon does not feel that there's overlap. Rabbi Shimon feels that the Rosh Chodesh and the Yom Tov are not overlapping over one another. If you look back in the Mishnah on Daf Beis, Rabbi Shimon Amar Siri Regal Mechapim Avalo Siri Rosh Chodesh. The Amma Siri Rosh Chodesh Mechaper. What does Rosh Chodesh handle? So according to Rabbi Shimon, Ala Tahor Sha'achal Esatame. You're Tahor, but you inadvertently eat carbon which becomes Tame. Okay. That is the opinion. And for that sin, so you have the Seer of Rosh Chodesh. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. What is that based on? Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Oshia, my time of the Rav Shimon, Amar Krav Oso Nasan Lachem, Laseis Esa Avon Ha'eda. In Parshas Tzav, right towards the end of Parshas Tzav, so Aaron didn't eat one of the karbanos of Rosh Chodesh, specifically the chatas of Rosh Chodesh, and Moshe says to him, "Come on, you were supposed to eat that. That provides." A se'es ha'avon. It provides atonement for the congregation. So the high krab seir de Rosh Chodesh. Now that pasuk is talking about the seir, the goat of Rosh Chodesh, the yalof avon mitzitz, and it says it will provide a se'es, right? It will elevate you for the avon. What specific sin? We'll learn it after gzeira shava. It says avon over here, and it says avon for the tzitz as well. The tzitz, the head plate. That's worn by the Kohen Gadol, provides also a certain kapara. Namar kan avon v'namar lahalon avon, ma lahalon tumas baster, afkan tumas baster. By the tzitz, it provides a kapara for the defilement of the meat of the Beit HaMikdash, this too as well. So the Gemara says, well, the tzitz is mechaper specifically for the carbon that becomes tamei, and somehow, even though it becomes tamei, made its way on the Mizbeach. Once it made its way on the Mizbeach, it's okay. That's what the tzitz is mechaper for. So the Gemara says, so why not say the same thing by Rosh Chodesh as well? Avon ha'eda ksiv. No, because by Rosh Chodesh it says avon ha'eda, the sin of the congregation. So michtig migmar gemir mehadad in echaper de Rosh Chodesh adi deva adi tzitz. So the Gemara says, why don't we say that the Seir Rosh Chodesh covers itself and that which the tzitz covers? Nafkamina lahechad de nishbar tzitz. Let's say the tzitz is broken. Tzitz is not working. So why don't we say that the Seir Rosh Chodesh covers its kapara and the kapara of the tzitz? Amakra, avon, avon. I'm sorry, avon. Avon echad hu noseh ve'inoseh bez avonos. No. It's exclusive, it's unique in terms of what it's mechaper. V'nechaper tzitz adideh ad Rosh Chodesh. We'll let the tzitz cover that which it that itself, meaning bringing basar tameh on the Mizbeach, and that which Rosh Chodesh covers, meaning somebody eating tameh meat. Nafkamina l'tumah de'ira bein zeh lazeh. Amakra osa. Osa noseh avon ve'ein acheres noseh avon. Also, the tzitz is unique as well. So, the tzitz and Rosh Chodesh are similar, but they're still each one of them unique. The tzitz, the head plate worn by the Kohen Gadol, that's if if a tameh karban was offered. You shouldn't offer it, but if it was, the tzitz is meratzah. The tzitz allows that to work. It provides its kapara.
It's only for that purpose.
And only for. I mean, also, it's part of the begadim of the Kohen.
Right.
But in addition to being the begadim of the Kohen, it also serves the function that it provides some sort of kapara. Similarly, the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, now we left the world of Rabbi Yehuda, we're now in the world of Rabbi Shimon. Similarly, the goat of Rosh Chodesh provides a kapara for somebody who ate tamei meat. Shouldn't have done it. Did it anyway. Did it, by the way, not on purpose, but did it in a state of unawareness. So for that, the Seer of Rosh Chodesh is going to be mechaper.
So why does Rabbi Shimon explain chatat l'shem?
That's good. That's a very good question. I'm not sure. Okay, let's just finish this up. Rav Ashi Amar Ksiv HaChavon Eida V'lo Kadoshim Eida V'lo Kadoshim. Okay, Rav Ashi agrees, but bases it on the fact that it says Eida, meaning that the focus of Rosh Chodesh is the people. The people did wrong, meaning that they ate the meat of the karban that was tamei. V'hasam ksiv avona kadashim. And over there, regarding the tzitz, it says avona kadashim. The focus there is more on the actual karban, not on the people. Kadashim v'lo eda. Ashkechan siri Rosh Chodeshim demechaper al tashach l'atzat tamei. Siri regalim demechaper ashem ba yidia lo betchil v'lo besof minalan. According to Rabbi Shimon, where does the Yontov Seir fit in? It fits into the place where it provides kapara for no yidia. No yidia in the beginning, no yidia in the end. Kidam Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Seir u Seir. Hachanami, Seir u Seir. So he generates it from the same basic idea. Every time it mentions the Seir for Yontov, it has a conjunction Vav. Seir u Seir. V'itke Seir arigal na Seir Rosh Chodesh. Ma Seir to Rosh Chodesh. B'milsa de Kodesh mechapre. We're on the top of Daf Yudamadav. It provides a kapara just like the goat of Rosh Chodesh. But again, Rabbi Shimon says that the goat of Rosh Chodesh is not providing a kapara for Yediyas Tumah. V'chitem nechapara de Rosh Chodesh ha'amina noso, sa nose avon, ve'ein acher nose avon. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Rosh Chodesh kapara is unique. V'chitem nechapru adi yom ha'kippurim. And maybe you'll tell me, well, it does the same thing that the Yom Kippur Seir is mechaper for. No, achas b'shana, that's unique. Kapar zulotei ala achas b'shana. Am my mechapre? What is the mechaper for? if you have a yediyah before and afterwards, I buy carbon who? You have to bring a carbon, your carbon all of the yared. El sheyesh by yediyah betchila ve'ein by yediyah betzof ha'si'ir na'aseh bifnim. That's the inner good of Yom Kippur. V'yom ha'kippurim tola. El sheyein by yediyah betchila ve'yesh by yediyah betzof. If you had a yediyah afterwards, ha'si'ir na'aseh bechutz v'yom ha'kippur mechaper. So that's the seer after. That's the seer on the outer mizbech of Yom Kippur. Al karchach. So now, by process of elimination, ein mechaper ella al she'ein by yediyah lo betchila v'lo besof. So the only thing left now is total unawareness, not beforehand, not afterwards. So for that, the seir of yontov will be mechaper. Okay, good. And that takes us now. So we've covered this morning the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, the psukim that support him, the position of Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, the psukim that support him as well. Okay, and tomorrow we'll pick it up with the position of Rabbi Meir, the third opinion of in our Mishnah, and that which supports him as well. And today we discussed that the Seir goat of Rosh Chodesh and what it provides a kapara for, and Rav Shimon Malakish, who says that it provides a kapara for the diminishment of the moon.